Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin won a record post-Soviet landslide in Russia's election on Sunday, cementing his grip on power, though the United States said the vote was neither free nor fair. For Putin, a former KGB lieutenant colonel who first rose to power in 1999, the result is intended to underscore to the West its leaders will have to reckon with an emboldened Russia, whether in war or in peace, for many years to come. The early result means the 71-year-old Putin will easily secure a new six-year term that would enable him to overtake Joseph Stalin and become Russia's longest-serving leader for more than 200 years. An outpouring of international protest marked the third and final day of voting for presidential elections in Russia, as supporters of dead Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny heeded a call to action. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has more.
Sunday, on the streets of Berlin, Yulia Navalnaya, the widow of former Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, joined a protest against Russian President Vladimir Putin. She walked with fellow Russians who'd lined up outside the country's embassy in the German capital to cast their ballots to determine who will lead the country for the next 6 years. Navalny supporters in Russia called for a midday protest on this, the third and final day of voting for those unhappy with Putin's tenure. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday Russian President Vladimir Putin wanted to rule forever and Russia's presidential election was an illegitimate imitation. Zelensky said in his nightly video address, the Russian dictator is simulating another election and that Putin was, quote, sick for power and doing everything.